Welcome to Creating Cash Flow for March 17th, 2024. Hello, everybody. I have questions. So, Karen Eileen.
Yes, hello.
All right. Hello. Victory reports. You've crunched some numbers. And you've paid off about $10,900 in credit cards. Amazeballs. Love it.
Yeah, it's
And
huge.
you just had a great Zoom audition for a juicy sci-fi recurring guest star. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great. That's so great. Okay. You are a cash flow tiger. You're a voiceover coach in addition to your life as a performer. So all very good. And you have some questions. You are doing a course for someone else's group of people for another like voiceover person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you guys have sort of negotiated this thing where you're coming in and doing a group course for her and you're getting paid per hour.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't want you to like market to her students directly. But
Right.
if they want to have a private with you, she'll bill them at a higher rate and then you'll get a cut of that.
Yeah.
And that's what the structure is.
Yeah.
And then you have a few questions about things that you don't necessarily like about the structure. But before we go into any of that, is this not already in place? Like, do you actually have the room to renegotiate at this point?
No idea, Christine. I mean, I'm the one who said to her, what happens if I bring my students to you? So that's a new wrinkle. We've never talked about any of that. She has not been interested in doing anything other than an hourly rate. That's the way that she's always operated with her people. It's okay
Right,
with
but
me.
I understand from what you wrote, what you like and don't like about this situation. My question is, have you already agreed to this situation? Like, have you said, like, we're doing this class and these are the terms and this is how?
No, it's very much, she's like, how do we do this? What do you think? How should we market this? What's happening? It's very open.
Okay.
So I feel like there is room for me to go to
Okay,
her.
great. Yeah, it's important for everybody listening to understand that negotiations and stuff happen before you say yes
Okay.
to something. Before you say yes, and then you're like, I like these terms. It's like, well.
No, you're exactly right. And this was a, this was a, this is an, this is the most vague, nebulous client I've ever dealt with in my life. And so connecting to her was a new experience, and figuring out how to say yes and protect myself was a new experience. So I feel like,
Okay. So when you are dealing with someone who wants to engage you, hire you, involve you in something monetarily, and they are kind of vague and loosey-goosey, and you need clarity.
yes.
And you have to squeeze it out of them. Like, everything has to be in writing. Even if you write up an email that says, okay, I just want to go over the talking points that we said. We said this and we said this. Please reply so I know that we're on the same page. Like, even if it's not your thing, but you can't just stand back and let somebody else be all wishy-washy and weird, because that's not going to work out well.
No.
They're wishy-washy in the beginning. They're going to be wishy-washy all the way to the end, or vague, or kind of confusing. You need clarity. Okay. Now, you can negotiate whatever terms you want, depending on the leverage that you have. If you're like, I want money, I just need this money, then you go along with whatever terms she has. If you're willing to be like, well, I'm at the point where I'm only going to do stuff if it's like this, then you're kind of giving her like, this is how I like to work. And maybe there's some negotiation, but you're sort of like, well, I don't want to do it if it's not like this kind of thing. Even if she always does it a certain way with all her people that she works with, and you're coming in going, actually, this is the way I like to work. That can still work as long as you have the leverage to decide that you don't want to play by her rules.
How do you assess whether or not you have leverage? That's a very interesting concept.
Well, if you don't have a lot of leverage, if you're sort of, and by don't have a lot of leverage, I mean leverage is sort of the, not the force, but the influence you can have over the negotiation process. You can have a lot of influence or a little influence.
Oh, this is also new to me. I've never even thought about having influence over a negotiation in my life. So,
This is good then. This is
okay.
good. So w you can always say, this is how I'd like to do it. And they can always come back and say, no. And then you decide whether you want to do it their way or you want to bail. Or
Yeah.
just not bail is the wrong word, just not take the opportunity. But you can go back and forth and see if that person can be nudged, because sometimes people are open. Maybe her kind of vagueness, she's kind of open to whatever.
There's a lot of elements to this, and I said yes because I'm all about creating the cash right now, and I like doing this work, and I like teaching, and I was cautioned by one other person who has worked with her that in the past she has not paid people or not paid people in a timely manner. However, my deal with her is you pay me in advance or we don't have the class.
100%. If she's paying you by the hour, then she knows how much. Yeah,
So that's the
100%.
deal. I guess I could have said no to this. She all the classes are recorded on her Zoom account. We have an understanding that she will not give those away for free. People buy the course and they get the thing. Makes me nervous. I don't have control. I've given up some control here, so I'm nervous.
Well,
I mean,
you're
we're.
doing the class for her. You're
I
doing the
am.
umbrella. So it's her stuff. And you can have an agreement that she cannot monetize it in any way beyond
Correct.
this group of people unless you get a cut. But that can be a paragraph. Any future monetization of this material would require an agreement between us both about my cut of the profits. That's your sentence,
Okay, it's a great sentence, actually.
Yeah. But it's
I'm
really
feeling.
about thinking about all this. Glad you're thinking about that. What are you feeling?
It's just like it's 10,000 degrees in here all of a sudden because this is charged.
You're on the spot, and this is, you're in new territory. You haven't done anything wrong. There's nothing you've
Okay,
done
that's I
wrong.
was so I wanted to check with you. I'm like, am I being a doormat? Am I be doing a disservice to myself? Like, I don't feel like she's an evil human that's trying to take advantage of me at all. I just feel like I am new to this, and I definitely would, except I don't know if I would do it differently if I had to do it again, Christine, because I'm enjoying having the extra money for now, and it's an enjoyable thing.
Fantastic. That's a
Okay.
lovely, money is a lovely reason for doing things.
Yeah.
Fine reason. Okay, so not doing anything wrong. We just want you to go into this with clear eyes, of clarity, and everything agreed upon up front. So not only do you want to get a line that says, I get paid in advance in full, by what date? By the day before you teach, because then if you don't get the money, you don't.
We reschedule the class for some whatever reason she wants to
That's
tell them.
right. Yeah. So that date needs to be in there and agreed upon. And she normally pays people by the hour. So you'd work 6 hours and get paid $125 times six. You can absolutely go to her and say, we could do it this way. What do you think about this? And she could say no. And then you can go back to the hour, but you could certainly throw something out there and say, and it can be something like, I get paid. I mean, there's so many ways to do this. You could get paid this much by, or you can be guaranteed a flat rate of 600 and
Six and a quarter,
$25.
yeah.
And figure out how many students that would take for you to make 625 and for her to make 625. And
It's four and a half students.
so
Yeah.
that's when we reach five students and up, I get an additional 50% of each enrollment. So it can be we both make the same amount of money, and then we both make the same amount of money. But I'm guar but I'm gu but you're guaranteed $625. But then she gets the next bit of student money. But once it reaches the sixth enrollee, then you split it for each enrollee. That could be a way to structure a deal.
That's interesting.
You can throw that out to her. But again, she can come back and go, no. And then you want to be like, oh, okay. And that's okay to throw something out and have someone say no and you still accept the deal. That's why I'm not saying you have to walk away from everything.
Yes, I'm like, how dare you? Like, I'm really like, I don't feel like my meter is calibrated yet for like, what is a walk away point and what is a like, meh. You know, like I feel everything feels ginormous. That all feels equally ginormous right now.
And then I'm uncertain about you bringing your own students into this.
Meaning maybe it's not a good idea.
It might get messy.
Okay, well that's why I wanted to bring it here.
And if you're gonna, if you think, let's just say you think you could get four of your own people into this
Yeah,
course. Why don't you just
exactly.
teach that course for four people and get all the money?
Okay, that's a better idea. Yeah.
I just,
All right.
I don't know.
No, that's why I wanted some Christine wisdom on this one, 'cause my brain is a little swirly here.
I think if you've never worked with someone before, mixing populations
It's messy.
could not work as well as you want it to. You almost want to like know the person well before you're like, oh, I'll just invite your my people, you'll just invite your people.
Right. And the level of trust to do
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because then do those people are people like
Yeah, exactly. That's
Yeah.
that. Okay. No, that feels right to me. I wanted to check. And the rate sheet for group chunks of coaching.
Right. So she has this, so you asked the question, the one-to-one coaching rate, if you're coaching her students, is 100, the students pay 150, she gets 25, you get 125.
Right. So it's the same flat 125 no matter what I do. It's really fascinating. I've never worked like that with a client before.
Yeah. And then she has asked for a group discount. So if they buy like several sessions, that rate would drop to 85, and then what would your cut be?
She was like, other coaches are doing 85. And then when I
Yeah,
said,
but
well,
what's her cut
she was
of that?
vague. And so she was like, well, I don't know, I still have to make money. La, 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 la. And I'm like, she didn't answer me. So.
Okay. So what would you like to do? This is now you just spending an hour.
With
Granted,
somebody.
you're buying like a
A
chunk of
chunk,
hours,
so that's
but
nice.
what's the lowest you personally want to coach privately for?
Feel like $100 is like my rock bottom number. It
Great, then
feels
that's your
like.
rock bottom number. Then you say, look, I can't get less than $100 for private coaching. So, however you would like to structure that, you either offer them, so they pay 150 if they buy one, and they pay 400 if they buy
You buy two.
four, but they pay more than 400 if she wants some money.
Yeah, she's gonna want some
So
money,
maybe you
so.
guys, so see if you can come to some arrangement, and then, but if 100 is what you just you'd rather not do it? That's the question. The question, guys, when I say what's the lowest amount of money you'd want for an hour, it's not like, well, I want this much money. It's you would rather do something else with your hour. So
I
it's
feel
like, would you
like,
rather have $85 or would you
no.
rather have an hour of time, your time
Just,
back?
I'd rather have my time.
Okay, yeah. There is a number where below which you're like, it's not worth it for me.
And I feel like the number ought to be higher. Like maybe I should say, like I just don't
No,
ever
it
go. No.
depends on how much time you have. If you have an abund if you're in a period of life where you just have abundance of time, you're like, sure, I'll do that for 85. Or it could be, I'm desperate and I need money. I'll do it for 85. It changes. America especially loves to feed us this story that we have success means linear growth and you never take a step back. And if you take a step down from a price or from what you decide, I change my prices all the time.
Okay, fa I needed
Depending
to
on
hear
like
that.
what's going on and who's doing what and what I'm feeling like. And sometimes it's like, I don't want to do it for less than that. And my prices change.
Oh,
And you get
man.
different prices if you're in a group with me or the
That's
doesn't it
so helpful to hear
yeah.
because I do have the like, if I really valued myself, I'd be putting my
No.
price here. Because somebody Googled me, one of her students Googled me and said, well, Karen Eileen has a price for $85 an hour. And I'm like, no, that's for a giant company I coach with if you're in their $10,000 program.
Right.
So, hi.
Yeah. It's just like when people find me on the internet and are like, oh, your prices are like this. Do you have any lower? I'm like, if you're in a group, it's lower. I coach tons of people for much lower rate because I know them and they're in a group and blah, blah, blah. Like people practice and book with
Oh,
me.
this feels like a relief. I think I was hassling myself about like, am I screwing this up or letting myself being taken advantage of somehow? And I okay. Okay.
No, but I would like you to write this all down. Here's what I'd love our relationship to be. Please look over this and let's discuss if there's any points you have questions about or want to talk about. Okay, very professionally, just put it all on a page. Yeah.
Is that something I could bring to group to review?
You could, yeah. If you can do it, I
It's a
think
long time
it's
till the
cool.
next group.
Yeah.
I'll say,
Yeah, but this is all good. I like how your brain was thinking about this.
Cool.
And yeah, congratulations on the opportunity for someone to
Thank
be
you.
like, I'll pay you.
Yes, it's lovely to get money to do this thing that I like to do while I'm figuring out other things. That's lovely.
100%. Yeah. So
Okay, good.
I'm definitely happy for you that you get to do this. You haven't done anything wrong. Push the emotion out of it and just get clear on the facts. And if you, because very often you'll get write it all down on a nice piece of paper very clearly and you hand it over to the other person and you don't hear back. Well, then you have to keep following up, like, or you put in the email,
Checking in.
let's have a discussion on this before March 20th.
I see. Put a date on it.
Yeah. If you feel the other person isn't kind of leading the train, then you sort of lead the train. Because if a person is unresponsive and doesn't hit the generous deadlines you're setting, like let's have a discussion before March 20th or whatever, they're not hitting that. What are the chances are that you're going to have a conversation later on about, like, where's my check?
Yes, and I want to share something I'm really proud about that I'm remembering now. It's like she came to me January maybe, or maybe it was December. She was like, "Hey, we don't have enough people for this class, so I'm good for the money. That's okay, right?" And I wrote her back and I was like, "So the best choice would be to reschedule it. And if you need more time to get more students, let's make." And she was like, "No problem." But she was like, "Oh, I'll pay you when I can." I'm like, and I didn't have to get mad. And I was so proud of myself. I was just like, "Let's reschedule and give you more time, and that way you can, yeah."
Oh, Karen Eileen.
That was good. I was proud of myself with
Yeah,
that one.
and it's the same thing here. We need to discuss these points by this date so that we can move forward. I need my money by this date. And maybe it's not the day before. Maybe it's 2 days before, so that if she has a day, if she needs to cancel, like you have to say you missed the deadline to pay me. So it either comes today or I'm not showing up tomorrow. So she has that 1 day of wiggle room just in case something goes wrong.
Okay, good. Thank you, Christine.
And it also helps because this would is where it would be weird if your people were commingled. And you felt like you then had to do the class because your people, you didn't want to cancel on your people, and then you're working without getting paid. You see how it can get sticky if you don't know the person?
Yes, I do.
Good
Good.
questions.
Good. Yay. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Awesome. Anise. Hello. Hi, good to see you. Is a cash flow cat. Amongst other things, she does wedding choreography, teaches lovely couples getting married how to do a wonderful dance on their wedding. So, Victor report, you got a new wedding client from posting a past wedding client on Instagram, and they paid your full adjusted rate that we discussed last week.
I
So,
just got the video of their performance. I was
oh, that's
like,
so cool. So they saw your work and
yay.
was like, we'd like you to teach us. And how did it go teaching them?
It went really well. I knew them already. They were friends from college. So we had three sessions, and the last session was actually at the rehearsal, I mean, at the venue. So two sessions at home. That's like the quickest I've done a dance without like any Zoom or anything in between. So it was nice to know that like it could be kind of abbreviated because I kind of adjusted my price for that. Yeah, because I'm like, people aren't really using all six sessions unless they just don't have any dance experience, or like if I don't know them, it might take more time to develop that like comfortability. But since I knew them, I feel like it went quicker. So yeah, and it looks good. It looks really good. So
Fantastic. Fantastic. So like maybe it's a three session pack and then they can always buy additional sessions a la carte if they need it.
I think I like phrasing it that way, like this, and then it, and I'm trying to figure out because like they wanted me to come on site, and maybe that is an a la carte
Or
thing.
just an additional fee. You want me to come on site? It's $100. Any lessons that are on site the day of or the day before, it's an extra $100. Whatever you want it to be. So that they buy the three session package, and then if they want the third session to be on site with you, they pay you extra. I would do it that way.
Yeah, I liked what you guys were saying in the last one because I'm like, oh yeah, I can adjust. Like even if I have my rates, I can adjust for circumstances. Yeah, I forget
Absolutely.
that.
Okay. So you have footage of couples doing your dances. You feel stuck in trying to add them to your website. You wrote, I have hesitation with posting full wedding dances because sometimes there are low periods. But then editing is a process too. For most of the couples I have before and practice footage that I then put into a reel for Instagram, and I could post those on the website. I sometimes wonder about sharing on Instagram and waiting until I have a bigger audience to post my better work, but then wondering if I have enough on there to get views. Okay, let's talk about this. So I'll address that last bit first. Post your best stuff. And then you know what happens? It's posted again. People don't see the stuff. They need to see it more than once. Haven't there been cool videos that you've seen more than once? They were cool and you're like, oh, I love this video, and you watch it again. That's how people are going to respond. They're not going to be like, well, she keeps showing us the same stuff because no one's keeping track.
Mm.
So post that stuff now and post it again in a couple months, even.
Okay.
Or you can post it to your Instagram page and pin it to the top so that it stays there for people visiting your Instagram. And then when you want to repost it in your feed, nobody cares. Nobody's looking. I want you to think about every time I post something on Instagram or any social media, one new person is seeing it. Don't think about all the people who've seen it before. Think about the one new person who's going to see it because you're actively posting it or reposting. Okay.
Yeah, that does help because I think I get caught up on like the people who've already seen it. But yeah, bring in new
How many of these brides are wearing white dresses? How are they even keeping track of who's doing what and what and the who? No one's keeping track. Just keep telling yourself the story. No one's paying attention to this.
Okay.
And if someone is like, she keeps posting, that they'll unfollow you. Like, these days, that's just not gonna happen.
Yeah, I got a separate Instagram. I made a separate Instagram for my services for that reason because I feel like it's such a hang up for me, like worrying if my friends think I'm annoying or so I got my own Instagram for my services so I can post and not care.
Great.
I still share things on mine because I'm like they for them to see what I've been up to and the achievements and all that. But yeah, I think it was such a thing in my head of like, oh, I don't want them to think I'm posting. Yeah. Yeah.
Nope. Okay, so what are you talking now about the bigger question, feeling stuck,
Yeah.
adding the
I have the same problem with my workshops. It's just like I have a lot of footage, but I'm not sure how I should like display for like if I'm applying for something else or like proof of work basically outside of Instagram. And I think my website should be that where that lives. So I'm just trying to figure out like should I just post the dances like flat out? Or I'm trying to figure out like should I edit them and like make them into like a compilation video, but that feels like a lot of work. But posting it flat out, sometimes it's like depending on the dance, it might be long, so you might not get to the good parts if somebody's coming on and looking at it to try to see like, oh, I want to hire her. So yeah, I guess I just get stuck in like what the more long form version of sharing my work should look like. Yeah.
I actually don't think you need a long form version. I think that because this is a side business, it's not your only business that you're doing for all of your income. So you don't need to be spending hours editing for this. And if you spend time editing something, I want that to be something you can post on your website and on Instagram and wherever else you want, YouTube, whatever. Edit once, repost multiple times. So the best amount of time is under a minute because then it can be a YouTube short, it can be an Instagram reel, it can live because you can have a page on your website of all these little short videos. And if people see that the video is short, they're likely to watch it and they'll likely to watch more than one. So if you could do 10 little tiny vid and they don't have to be a full minute, you could do 10 little tiny videos. So that's 10 minutes total. I could see someone going to your website and watching all 10 of those because they're so short versus one video that's 10 minutes. So here's the thing about the video. The most ideal video is a snippet of the couple just starting when they're fumbling or like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed, or oh, like it's not working. Cut to them doing something fabulous. That's it. All I want to know is it was awkward and then it wasn't awkward. That's how I know you can do your work. You don't have to take the same moment in the dance. If it's a good moment and you have the parallel That makes for a lovely video, but it doesn't have to be. It could literally be the two couples, the couples going, like, let's just say one of the guy was like, oh my God, I can't dance. How am I going to do this? Like, it doesn't even have to be them dancing. It can be them trying something and then saying something. Cut to waltzing on the dance floor. That's all people want to see. And some of those videos might be 15 seconds long. And sometimes they'll be, but don't let them go over a minute. But they can be short, just like something da 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 da, whoa, 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 whoa. And then you can pick the best moments. And we don't need to see, we know you're a choreographer. You wouldn't have a website saying, I'm a choreographer. What, because what people, they're not just buying your brilliant choreography. They're mostly buying, we think we're gonna look like this on our wedding day, and we wanna look like this on our wedding day. And you're saying, yes, I can do this transformation. They're buying the transformation. So show them the transformation. Now, you may have wedding footage without the before footage. That's fine too. Do like 30 seconds or less of just the best snippet. Yeah. It's like, because if I see a bunch of couples who are happily, confidently having fun and dancing on their wedding, I'm like, that's how I want to feel. No one is thinking, my footwork, I want my footwork to be technically brilliant. No, they're like, I just want to have fun and feel not awkward and embarrassed doing this. They're buying a feeling. So if your videos just show those feelings, that's all they need to do.
That's super helpful, like especially that, like the pen not being too long, because I can literally use the same little snippet and put it on
That's right.
IG.
Yes. So now you have your little under a minute snippet that you just post on. I want you to work once, use it where you need to use it. Definitely put it on your website. Definitely put it on your Instagram. And let's say you have 10. Great. Then once a month, you throw up, you repost, and just no one will know it's the same 10. They'll just think, oh, she's working all the time. And maybe it's not once a month. Maybe it's mostly, as we talked about, like the wedding, the if you want a June wedding, you have to start your dances here. So then you maybe do a couple a month while you say, hey guys, I've got time on my schedule if you have a June wedding or whatever. Good work.
Thank you.
Congratulations on getting paid. Yeah. Okay, any other questions? You good, Aunt Anise? I didn't mean to like.
Oh, I actually do.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't submit it, but it's actually like listening to that. The reason why I want to have all these snippets is I'm wanting to partner more with people and not be like my own person out there. And I don't know if the question's formed, but it's just about like partnering versus you being a sole person.
Partnering in what way? With whom?
Well, specifically with wedding planners to be like, hey, I do this, but maybe even a, like another choreographer, that we could like share forces in getting work and also like doing the work. And then I'm like, okay, maybe I should just go to a dance studio. But I think the whole reason I did this is because being at dance studios, they make you learn like the foxtrot and the waltz before they even teach you the dance. I don't want to do all that.
Correct.
So yeah, I'm just trying to figure out mainly to bring in people. I think it would be helpful to have more partnerships.
Yeah. So that's what's called like a funnel person or a referral person, like someone who's going to funnel clients your way, someone who also works with the people you're working with. I think it would be. My guess is it would be more difficult at this stage of your game to partner with someone who also does choreography, unless they do something completely different than you do, and there's no like overlapping competition.
Okay.
If they like only did flash mobs and you did the couple dances, then that might be something. Or they did one style of dance that you're like, if you want that, go to her. And she's like, oh, if
Yeah.
you want that, go to her. That would work. But if you guys could do the same thing, it'll just end up being sticky.
Okay.
So it's better to go to somebody who works with the people who just doesn't do what you do. And they can be like, hey, are you guys going to do a dance at your wedding? Oh, you should go with Anise. She's amazing. That's who you want. And it can be anybody in the bridal world. So definitely wedding coordinators, because they're the ones putting the whole thing together. You should introduce yourself and your work to them. So once you get that, what all those on your website, like that's the web, that's the page to send
Okay.
those people to.
Yeah.
And you, if you can, you know, go the extra step to introduce yourself to them, not just with an email, but maybe you make a little video and you're holding up a post-it note in the video that says, hi, Valerie. And then so they click on that in the email and it takes them to a YouTube video. It's just like, hey, I just want to introduce myself. Here's a link to my page where you can see my work. But this is so, you know, she gets your vibe. Yeah. Because that is cold emails hard. I don't know who you are. But if someone sent me a video and introduced themselves to me, and I'm like, oh, she seems really cool and nice and well-spoken and calm energy, like, yeah, I'd be high, more likely to at least respond back. So that is what I would do if I were you. I'd be like, here's a list of wedding coordinators. Here's a list of photographers or who or dressmakers or whoever are the people you think would be having these same kind of conversations. And then just go down the list and introduce yourself. Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Yep. All of that. DJs.
Oh, yes.
Because they're, I mean, I would do wedding coordinators and my next one might be the DJs. And I would look for female DJs. Probably cooler, I would guess. And then because they're talking music, and then they can easily say, hey, are you guys going to do a dance? Do you have a choreographer for that? Oh no, like so you and then you just month after month, just introduce, keep introducing yourself, keep introducing yourself. That's all I'm doing right now is introducing myself to all these people. I'm like, you don't know I exist, but here I am, and hi, I'm making videos. Like, yeah. Yeah. And all you need is one or two people who are like, can funnel you all the clients you need. That can be a real jackpot. I have been that person for people in my life, and people in my life have been that for me for periods of time. And it's just like amazing. Yeah. You're on it. You're doing it. Congratulations. Does that sound good?
That sounds good. I mean, I know we talked a while ago and I was like, oh, I'm not really feeling the wedding thing. And I think doing it and like getting clients who and seeing the work and like it turning out great and like I feel like it's made me more excited. So it's really helpful to have these like, okay, yes, do this, do this.
Yeah. And it also feels better when you're actually earning money that's like useful amounts of money. It makes doing the work more exciting because it's like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, especially like I know you suggested the flat rate. Doing that, I feel like I don't ever feel slighted when I'm doing it. I'm like, yeah, I'll show up, I'll do this, you know, because I'm like, I know I'm getting paid the
Yeah.
rate that I want to get paid. So,
Right.
yeah.
Yep. Ah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome. You're welcome. Okay. So, if anyone else wants to be coached today, raise your hand so I can monitor the time. I do have another question that was sent to me by someone who I don't think is here. Allison is not here. Okay. So, she's a cash flow kitten and she's. We had a discussion last at a recent cash flow session about interviewing. And she has a job interview tomorrow. And there's like three positions open, and she only wants to be considered for one of them. And she's says she's a little insecure about how to navigate the fact that she doesn't want to be considered for the other two positions at this point in her life. They pay a little bit less, and she wants to get the job that she wants. And that's fine. Allison, that's totally fine to be like, oh, I'm actually only interested in this position. And even if they're like, oh, but you know what? We think you'd be great for this. You can always say, oh, yeah, that won't work for me. You don't have to go into a full-on explanation and justification. You can just say, oh, yeah, that won't work for me. That's fine. And then it's their decision. So I think for you going into this interview, what you don't want to have is any kind of adversarial energy of like, I have to defend myself against being considered for the other two positions, or like, I want them to see me in this way. You don't have to have any of that extra energy. You've already made your decision that you're just interested in one role. And so you go in and you just let them know that, hi, I'm actually, only like if the conversation you think is like, oh, wait, they're totally considering me for this other thing, you can say, you know what? I need to just clarify that I'm really only interested in this. And then they'll communicate whether they're interested in you for that. And then if they're not, that's it. Moving on to the next thing. So that would be what I'd want to make sure that you didn't have any weird adversarial, defensive, or worried energy. There's nothing to worry about. This is just a business negotiation. You're seeing if you're a good match for them. They're seeing if you're a good match for they're seeing about you. You're seeing about them, and you're only interested in one position. So you asked me, thank you for your compliment at my gift at crafting language for interviews. And do I have any of the following core values spark any ideas for interview talking points? Service, hospitality, energy, industry, leadership, quality. Like, yeah. And I think we've covered that in other cash flow sessions. Now, I put a post up in the community a while ago, Allison, and it was about looking for a job. Just scroll through the forum to find that post. And I say in that post which cash flow sessions to go back and listen to. So those are listed there. And then you can hear me talk more about how to talk about your skills and your strengths in an interview. But that's definitely something that we've talked about before. So without being able to talk to you today, I can't really have a discourse about that. So I hope that's helpful. And yeah, so I hope that's helpful. Kate, can you, if you're going to be here, I'll send you an email later, or let me just say it right now while you're here. No, I'll see you later. Okay, great. So, Trisha.
Hi.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Oh, good to see you too. You're
You
St. Patrick's Day green. I appreciate that.
represent. Thanks. So, a couple things. One, I have been funneling a lot of clients to this guy who does real services. So I teach like a level one and level two acting, creating a thriving career class. And I have probably sent at least 10 people to him. I think he charges $900 for each reel. And when I see him, I've seen him like two or three times. He's like kind of
Oh, thank you so much. Like a little awkward, just like, thank you so much for sending those people. And I started to feel like, I'm gonna cut, buddy. Like, I'm sending a lot of business your way, and I'm getting paid like $58 an hour to teach this class, and I get coaching clients out of it for more, whatever. But yeah, so I just wanted to have that conversation with you, and also the conversation about what to charge hourly again. And I know you were saying that my rates have been just all over the place. I had been charging 135, and then to try to just like widen the net, I said to my level one students, if you buy sessions in the month of February, and you can buy as many as you want, but you have until the end of February, they're $85 a session, and you can use them until the end of March. And six people bought sessions. One of them bought four sessions.
Great.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, that's good information, but I do feel a little like 85 felt a little low to me. So I just wanted to talk about all those things.
Yeah. Okay. So, what you're asking for with this dude is a referral fee. I'd love a referral fee. What do you want?
Is there a like, are there things around that? Is it like 10%, or
Whatever
no?
you want.
Really? Oh, wow. I kind of want to make it a percentage because if his rates change, like I want to still have, I mean, I don't know. I would like to say 10%. That sounds really ballsy and high. I would like to do, that's what I would like to say.
He's getting a free client.
It's true. I mean, he
Not
puts
doing
so much
so
like.
what a referral fee is for is I've done all the cultivation of this relationship. I've done all the marketing for this relationship, and I'm literally handing you money.
Yeah. It's true.
And
I mean,
it's poor form that he has not given you a gift or some sort of acknowledgement that money that you are sending money his way. That's poor form. Maybe he, is too green in business to I mean, that's crazy, but yeah, it's absolutely fine to be like, hi, in order for us to continue this lucrative relationship where I'm sending you clients, I love your work, but I would like to get a 10% referral fee. Is that something that you're interested in accommodating?
okay.
And then for everybody listening, when you ask for something like this, the next step of clarity is when do you get paid? How do you get paid?
Right.
So when that does he have his clients pay half up front and half when it's done or all up front? Like you need to know how he gets paid.
Gotcha. I don't know that.
Because if he does half up front, let's just say he does half up front, half when it's completed.
Yeah.
I want my referral fee from the half he gets up front
Gotcha. Yeah.
in case
Yeah.
the client doesn't pay, but I've sent you the client and you're going to make some money off of them. And it's just easier for him to pay you once for a client than twice. And you can only do this. This is for everybody listening. You can only enter into this kind of relationship where you're referring business to someone. If it's someone you can trust who pays you for the people you send in a timely manner, easily, because otherwise you're spending your time and your energy chasing money. And that is the lamest thing to spend time and energy on, chasing money. Because if someone makes it hard, it's always going to be hard.
Yeah. I mean, I've known this guy for 25 years. I would be shocked. He seems very responsive. He's always been with me and
Terrific. Let's say.
but yeah, I would definitely be very explicit about it. What kind of language could I use saying?
To make this really simple for us both,
Yeah.
I see that I mean, if you can find out from his website, or if you can't, then you have to ask him, like, how do your clients pay you?
Okay.
And then he'll say, and then you say, okay, great. To make this simple for us both, if I send you a client and when they do their payment or their first installment, I get 10% of the total, which is this much money
Okay.
currently at your current price.
Great.
And you can pay me by Zelle.
Great. Oh, this is so good.
Yeah. And
Thank you.
then you watch and you send him a person and you see what happens and you see how easy it is, or if there's a hiccup or if something needs to be ironed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, if he says no, do you have somebody else that you'd send people to?
That's the thing. No, like there's another guy who does this work. I don't know him personally, and I think he charges something like $4,000, where Jeremy, charges 900. I
Yeah.
could stop name dropping altogether. I could say, a reel is an important thing to have, period.
You can absolutely do that, but you have to decide, is it more valuable for your business that you ha have someone to refer people to, or is it more valuable? Is it okay if you just are like, yeah, you guys should go investigate and get a reel?
I mean, it's better definitely if I say someone specific, but it would feel weird to stop talking about Jeremy and all of a sudden start talking about somebody who charges way more money.
It totally would. So if you, but if you're going to say, I would like a fee, and he says no or wants to give you less, you have to know what your move is. This is about a negotiation. You want to decide what your side of the negotiation is before you even start the negotiation. You want to know what your limits are before you negotiate. You want to know what your leverage is before you negotiate,
So good. Yeah. Okay.
so that you are not disappointed if the person goes, no.
Yeah.
And you know what you're going to do then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Because if you ask for it and he says no, and you still want to send people to him because he does good work and he's affordable, then you have no leverage. You're
Right.
just hoping he says yes.
Right.
But then is it going to be weird between the two of you because you asked and he said no, but you still sent him business? And then you have to decide how you're going to feel.
Yeah, I don't think I would recommend him anymore, truthfully, if he said no to that. Yeah.
Then you don't have to have anybody you recommend. You can just say, go out there and look for somebody. You can do your reel. Yeah. And when your students go out and investigate and go with him, you can't spend energy being bitter about that. That they found him, loved him, talk about him, thinks he's great, and you're like, oh, I didn't get mine. You
Yeah.
gotta let it go if you're gonna make this request.
Yes. The other thing I thought of was that he gave me a free reel. We're going back 10 years ago. When he first started this business, he said, Trish, can I offer this reel to you? Because I want footage on my website. So I was like, oh, maybe there's part of him that's like, this is a payback. But that was 10 years ago. I don't have his footage on my reel anymore.
Look, you have been a gift in his life. You have been a huge blessing in his life. That's just a fact. Like, that's okay. And it's okay to be a blessing in somebody's life. I've sent so much work to people and not gotten anything back, just because it's like, well, they can't really send people my way necessarily. But like, just because I love them and I love their work and I'm like, they're the best. You should go to them. Like, yeah. So sometimes I've gotten paid for things and sometimes I haven't. So there's no, like we said earlier in this call with Caroline, there's no morality or you're more successful if you get referral fees. And no. It's just whatever. Lots of variables. So you just have to ask yourself, how will I feel if he says no? What will I do? And then if you're okay with him saying no, then you might as well try, because then that would be more money in your pocket.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is important for everybody else listening when you're on the other side of this. When someone sends you a client and you get a chunk of money, thank them in some small way. Ben and Jerry's used to, they don't anymore, sell, they used to, you could just buy a bunch of gift certificates for a free pint. And I would send that out as my thank you gift. So, like, someone would refer a client, free pint of ice cream. And then when that stopped, it was like Starbucks, $8. And now I get these big chocolate bars, Tony's chocolate. That's a weird word, but Tony's chocolate bars, they sell them in like Whole Foods. And I tie them up with a big ribbon and put a note on it and mail it. So the whole cost of that might be, it's anywhere from like, depending on where I'm mailing it, it's like, $10, $12, $14. But it's a physical, lovely, like delightful snail mail thing because someone just allowed a bunch of money to come into my account. So
Yes.
I have always, always, always sent thank you gifts and stuff and blah, blah, blah. So it's a little thing that goes a long way. Because
Yeah.
think if he had sent you something like that, so small, like $10 every single time, and you were just amassing a stack of chocolate bars, you would feel like he appreciates me. He acknowledges. And you
Right.
might never have thought to ask for a referral fee. You know what I mean?
Yes. Okay, that's good information.
So
Okay.
cool. Good. So now, what about your prices? We know it doesn't want to be 85, but what is the least amount that you would like to get paid for your work?
I go right into a scarcity mindset
Mm-hmm.
of, oh my God, it takes, my expenses every month are about $4,600 a month. For some reason, it feels like so hard to get to that number every month. Like, what? I have skills, I have certification on top of certification, I have whatever. Like, it just feels like recreating the wheel every month. And so when I have to think of a discount price, I'm like, nah, it's hard
I
enough.
don't want you working. I've never encouraged you to work at a discount price. I understand the $85 thing. That's what's called a cash grab. It's not a pejorative. It's just like, I need some money and I need it some fast. So I'm putting something on sale and everybody does it. Everybody does it. One of the biggest marketing people who she's amazing. A friend of mine is taking like her courses and just raving. She just had her birthday, and on her birthday every year, she puts some of her stuff on sale for like half off. It's just a way to get a cash infusion. Like, that's fine. But overall, the reason you are not hitting your monthly nut, two things. One, you're undercharging, and two, you are not putting yourself out there with offers that get you chunks of money. And it would be an amazing exercise for you just to help you build your muscles, is with this acting stuff, you decided on what your rate is and you stuck to it throughout 2024. Like, you just forced yourself to stick to it to see, because you have to prove to yourself what happens. Can I actually get this money? And the answer is, yeah, you can. You can actually get that money. You might have to go find some new clients who can afford to pay it, but they're out there. You're not charging $900 an hour. So what is the amount of money that would, like Anise said, she's like, oh, now that I get paid to do my wedding choreography and a nice big flat rate up front, I feel great about doing it. When we first were having the discussion, she was sort of like, oh, I love it, but that's not the feeling we want you to have. What is the amount that would make you be like, oh, I have a client? Yay.
So one guy came to me and I had the sense that he had a little more money, and I said to him, I don't sell single sessions, I sell a month only, and it's $600. That's four sessions. And I think I gave him like 2 months to use the sessions, which I don't know if I want to do going forward. But I was trying to like sweeten the deal. Like, you don't have to use all four of these sessions this month. You have 2 months to use them. And he was like, great. And I even started to say, and like, if you need a payment plan, he was like, nope, and whatever. So now I have this woman that just reached out to me on Instagram. She said, I saw your self-tape that booked on Audrey Helps Actors. I went on your Instagram page. I like the way you talk about your career. I like your acting. I hear that you do coaching. Well, can we talk? So I'm like, oh God, I don't know what to offer her. I don't. But the thing is, if I'm being truthful about what feels good, I hate drips of money coming in. I hate it. I've just been advised by a couple of coaches, just when you're starting out, just take it, just do it, one-offs, whatever. I really loathe that feeling. I like when somebody effing zells me $600 or more. That's what I love.
You know why? Because you're not starting out. That's fine advice when you're starting out. Take a little bit here, take a little bit there, find out who your right clients are, get better at marketing. That's fine. You, the only thing I've ever talked to you about is chunks of money. Because that's the level that you're at as a trainer or a teacher. You are sticking your nose into your clients' business. You're sticking your nose in their pocketbooks, into their bank accounts, into their mind. That guy is your ideal client. Yeah, great. 600, no problem. Let's go. If there's one of those guys out there's more. You have to step into the energy of the, I know how I work, and I know what gets my clients the results they want. This. We work together for four sessions in a condensed amount of time, which is 1 month. And this is how much it is. That's my offer. And then you stop talking. You don't sweeten the fucking deal. You know what the sweet deal is? Them working with you, you amazing woman, who's going to make them feel so good and are going to tenderly help them get better. That's priceless. That's the other thing about what I meant to say when we were talking with Karen Eileen. This whole concept of you need to get paid what you're worth is bullshit. I believe I say that in the cash flow course because we're amazing people. You can't pay me what I'm worth. Pay me what will make me excited to work with you, however. That's all we're going for. What would make me excited to do this job? And that will change at different periods in my life. And right now for you, it's exciting when someone sells you $600 and wants four sessions. And you all that energy and verbiage that you spend sweetening the deal and offering payment plans, I need you to take all those words and say them over here about how it's so beneficial for the two of you to work together. For four sessions in a condensed amount of time. We'll be more focused. We'll be able to build upon the skills from week to week to week. We'll get to know each other faster. We'll really hone in and solve some of the problems that are you're feeling that you're blocked or that you're not getting on callbacks for, or whatever their issue is.
Yes.
And the more you get clear on like, these are the type of actors that or problems that I can solve, or type of actors that I can help. If you're feeling like this, boom, like, let's fix that. I can fix that, and I can fix that. And this is the quickest way to fix it. Let's work together. 4 weeks. We'll get to know each other faster. We'll zero in on the problem faster, and we'll fix the problem faster. And it's $600 if you want to get on my client schedule. Getting on my client schedule requires a $600. That's it. That's the gateway, the red velvet rope. And people are afraid of putting forth a rope.
Yeah.
Put forth a rope that you that when they cross that rope, they're like, oh, you can't deliver. But you can deliver. So when you put that rope, it makes people think, oh, I'll put the rope and no one will cross it. It's like, no, your right people will be like, oh, I want to be on their side of that rope. And you're right, people are going to be confused when you offer them payment plans and try to sweeten the deal. You can use it in 2 months. It's like, no, I want someone who, and you coach like that. I need you to do business like that. I need you to take what, how secure you are as a coach and transfer it over to the same energy. Because I just have a gut feeling, Trisha, when your client walks in the door and you guys get to work, you're leading that session, right? They're not, you're leading, you're seeing the problems, you're fixing the problem. Take that energy and lead from the beginning. They're hiring you the minute they start talk. They're not hiring. You're being the leader and the coach the minute they inquire about the process.
Gotcha.
And they will have so much confidence in you if you confidently say, this is how I work. If you want to be my client, this is how it goes. And then you stop talking.
Yeah.
And then, da, da, da. And
Great.
if it's clear on your website, you don't even have to have that conversation because people will then be like, okay. And then they're like, well, let's continue. Great, $600, four more sessions. That's how I schedule clients. That's how, I mean, if you went to a fancy therapist, the therapist would be like, I see clients Tuesdays.
Right.
You'd be like, okay, well, let me rearrange my life so I can, like, I need you to step into who you already are. And that is why you can't clear your monthly nut, because you are not being who you actually are. And the universe is has their arms folded and they're like, we are waiting for you. We have the money ready to deliver. But you, we're waiting for you to step up.
Interesting. Yeah, there's like, I feel like I'm getting those messages, you know? I just have a guy reach out to me, like, can you just take a look at my self-tape and just give me some feedback? And I was like, that is a paid service. So I just wrote that back to him. I was like, that's, I do that for pay, you know? So,
I would be happy to do,
yeah.
absolutely. I would love to do that for you. Here's the link. It'll be $300. It'll take me at this much time. This is what I'll deliver back to you. You just like, don't even say just yes or well, that's a pay. Like, give them all the information they need to click the link and give you the money.
Great. That's good.
Make it easy for people to pay you. You're
Yeah.
making it so hard, which is great news. Because you're the only obstacle. That's much better than it being a lot of other things. Like you need a degree, you
Yeah.
need a workspace. No, you just
Yeah.
need to shift your mind.
That's really helpful to hear.
So the rest of the year, it's $600 for sessions. And here's the other thing. If you stick to the prices that you have set with the majority of the people that come your way, every so often, someone will come your way and your gut will tell you, I'm going to give that person a deal. I do that a lot. I give people free hours. I've been coaching someone for free for a year because I fell in love with her and I knew I could help and I knew she'd be receptive and it was the right time. A year. Free. But you'll know, but you'll only know if you hold everything else nice and strict.
Yeah.
Because right now it's all like, I don't know. I who should I give a discount to? Who should I not? It's like too confused. You're too confused.
Yeah.
Because I think often I say that because sometimes people feel, well, man, I mean, she's charging $600 and not everybody can afford that. And it's like, yeah, but if you charge that, every once in a while, you will be able to pick the people that you can then help. Doesn't mean you have a hard heart because that's how much it costs. It's like, yeah, mama's got to pay the rent. Then when mama wants to, give some stuff for free, you want to give from your light, not from your oil. But you will have no light to give from if you never get enough oil.
Okay.
Okay.
That's really just what I needed to hear. Thank you.
Good. So you, I demand that you come back in April, either April 7th or 21st, to our cash flow sessions and give me an update on your energetic mindset where you're at with all of this. Okay.
Yes. Thank you so
Okay.
much, Christine.
Great. You can talk. This is just within your grasp. Thank you, Trisha. Cricket, what's up?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Can I start with a victory and then
Please do. Please
question?
do.
Okay. So I told you a few weeks ago, months ago, that I had a couple of options on the line of people who had reached out to me, and I got a feeling that I needed to talk to this guy before I agreed to anything. Just so I said, "Hey, do you want to book like a 15-minute meet and greet?" Because I didn't know him. I am so glad I did, because the first thing he said was, "You know, we're talking to other people." And he listed the other people, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I know them. They're all friends of mine." And he said, "I am the actor producer, and the director had a bad experience with film festivals in the past, and he's super, super concerned." And he met this other person and just loved that guy and wanted to go with him immediately. So we've known each other now for 3 minutes, and this is what he's telling me instead of asking me about myself. And the minute he told me that the director loved the other guy, I was like, I'm not working with these guys. This is a bad idea. I know that other guy. We're very different. I know exactly what that conversation looked like, and the sunshine that that person blew up these filmmakers' ass, and I don't want to have anything to do with it.
That is good. Ooh, that 15 minutes saved you so much
It
time.
so did. So the cool thing is that I now have a really valuable piece on YouTube for that's through my school that lays out my whole philosophy. So I'm just telling people, watch that, and then like, here are my rates, and if you want to do a 15-minute meet and greet, great. So like, they know this is what you're getting. And I don't have to mess with anybody who's not gonna be a good fit.
So good. So good.
So I'm so thrilled. The other thing, I said this in something else, but I don't think I told you that the feedback that you gave me about the contract that I have with that festival, that I was going to delineate everything. The executive director was here 2 weeks ago and we went through it, and she basically was like, yes to everything, and we're still working out some specific things, but I'm so thrilled. She did not bat an eyelash, and I actually think she really appreciated the like, I need dates, I need clarity,
The clarity. Yes.
clarity conversation. So I'm feeling really good about all of that, but I don't have any new clients right now, but that's okay. I'm working on my novel, and that's what I care about. Okay, so here is one of my questions. In an odd turn of events this year, I have seen two different ads for directors of education at film festivals that this would be the perfect job for me. And then one of them, the salary was just not feasible whatsoever. The other one, the salary is about 15,000 more than what I make right now at my day job, but it's in Mill Valley, and I just north of San Francisco, and I spent an evening passionately looking at prices, and I was like, this would not, I'd be spending all my money on rent if I took this job. And so my question is, do I spend the time trying to apply for it just to like work that muscle? Or do I just like let that opportunity gently go by and focus on the other things that I'm doing? I think I know the answer.
What do you think the answer?
I think I don't want to spend my time on it.
Yeah, because my question to you would be like, what muscles are you going to be developing doing that process?
interviewing, and that's not really, yeah.
You know how to do that.
I also really appreciate the stability of my day job, and I don't, it's demanding, but it's not new job demanding. It's not moving my house demanding.
Yeah. Also, it's risky. If you had to relocate for a job that might not be there in a year,
Right.
film festival, it's not exactly, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that one happens to be very, very well funded. So, but you're right. You're right. That's
Your
still.
position might not be
Yes.
like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. This is very helpful. The other thing I was thinking about doing is, I've done these Ask Me Anything sessions in the past, and now I have a bunch of filmmakers who are out there doing good work, like Jen, who's not here today, and my private clients who are doing good work. And I know that sometimes they have additional questions and that they don't necessarily have the ability to pay for my consultation rate. So I was thinking about maybe setting up a monthly Ask Me Anything that and charging instead of it being pay what you want, charging like $25 or $30 and saying, hey, this is like group coaching, not unlike this, but there's a set fee. And that way people could get information. I know they'd probably prefer to have it twice a month or something because sometimes these questions come up really fast. But that way, I think that I could contribute, also make a little money, and also just kind of keep reminding people this is happening on a monthly basis, not once every quarter, or every 6 months. What are your thoughts about that?
I like it. How many people do you think would come each session?
Well, in the past, when I've done it out of the blue, I usually get between 6 and 10 people.
Okay.
And it's 90 minutes.
Okay.
But this, I think I would tailor to filmmakers who I've worked with. And they might not, I think it would be very highly variable. Like that 6 to 10 is usually new filmmakers.
Yeah, the reason I'm thinking is I'm wondering, so what you're articulating to me is you have these private clients that you've helped that have paid your fee and you guys have like gotten a role, but then now they're out there doing stuff. They don't necessarily need a full consultation with you
Right.
anymore, but they still got questions.
Yes.
So how do we help them in a way that's affordable for them and easy for you?
And also that I get information because they have experiences that are helpful to me to hear too.
So
So
what do you think would be, 'cause coaches do all sorts of things like this. Some coaches do where it's like you can buy me for a month a Voxer. You know, that's sort of like it's an app where you could do this in all different ways. You send me voice messages and I send you voice messages back. We answer questions like that. Some coaches just you can buy me a for a week of all the questions, you know, ask me questions. You could do, because I'm wondering like, does one of your clients have like a bunch of questions in one condensed period of time where every single month, you know, they might not have a question, but then they might have like 12 questions during something that's happening around their film? How do your clients like?
It really is highly variable because it could be like, I talk a lot about the domino effect that once a film gets into that first festival, a lot of times it's like tick, 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 tick. And so there can be a real period of intensity. And then it can be sort of a slow, I would say it's more like a roller coaster than a real, obvious. It's never obvious when someone's going to need a lot of work. And I do think that if somebody needs a lot of help, they should book a, they should book consultate, book me at my consultation rate.
Okay, and what's that? An hour? Is it a
It's there,
90?
I have an hour at 150 and a 3 hours at 400.
Okay. Yeah, like, why don't you try it?
Okay.
And I would charge, and it's ask me anything. And why couldn't it just be an ask me anything for everybody on your list?
For everyone on my list. I think that's a really good idea. And maybe what I'll say is like the ask me anything is for like 15 to 20 minute answers. Like anybody who's going to need me to watch their film or no, I don't need to say that.
Wait, you're going to spend time watching their film?
No, they have to book me to watch their film. Like they have to book me at a bigger package.
That's separate. That's like
Yeah.
you have to pay me in a package. No, this is like I show up in my pajamas and answer your question.
On Zoom.
Yeah. But like I'm just going to answer all your questions.
Okay.
And
Okay.
my question is, if you have people pay, you have to answer all their questions. Like people are going to show up and expect to get a meeting
Yes.
with you. So,
Yes.
it has to be. I mean, it's a chance for everybody to network too, to be like, here, like, look at these names and
I
look.
agree.
So you
I
can say
agree.
that.
Yeah.
And maybe there's a, you answer questions for a bit. And then in the middle, you go around and you give everybody 60 seconds to say, like, how, what do you want the group to know about you?
Oh, that's
Great chance for you
cool.
to introduce yourself,
Yeah.
But,
That's really a great idea because I love connecting people.
I think
Nice.
it's something like if you're going to ask people to pay, you have to kind of sit there. I mean, you don't have to sit there for 5 hours, but like, you have to go through everybody.
Yes.
And as long as it's something that you feel can move along and it's not this in-depth, you're like, if we need to parse out something that's complex, it's sort of like here. If someone brings me a question that's like, this is an hour-long conversation that we need to have in private. This isn't
Right.
5 minutes or 10 minutes in a group setting.
Yeah.
As long as you can manage that and get everybody's questions answered,
Yeah.
then you should try it to
I
see.
think
It might go
I will.
splendidly, and you might get everybody done in like 70 minutes, 90 minutes, and then
Right.
you've made some cash.
Yeah. And I also just think that it would be really good for me to get in the habit of doing this thing that helps grow my business that's low key. And I think that that would be really good.
And I would express, unless these are filling with just your private clients, I would go to your all the other people on your list and go, hey, you
Yeah.
want to check me out? You want to meet some other filmmakers? You want to hear what's going on? You want to hear what other people are asking?
Right.
Pay $25 and attend one of these, and you'll get a real sense of what's going on right now in the
Yeah.
industry.
What is happening right now?
Right. Who doesn't want to pay $25 to do that?
Yeah.
Kate?
Okay. I'm
I
gonna
was just
try.
going to say, I was going to suggest that you give your existing clients like a week or something ahead of the announcement
So you can say, I'm doing this, ask me anything. I'm going to open it to the public next week or in 2 weeks, but I wanted y'all to have the first shot because I know you've been out there working, blah, blah, blah.
Great.
Yeah. And then if it fills, like if you get 12 people who pay you the money, you don't have to go, you don't have to open it up to the rest of your list. That's a great idea, Kate.
That's a really good idea so that I can have a limited number of slots. I should have a limited number of slots because if 25 people show up, that's really, really difficult.
Yeah, so if you but if you have 10 people at $25, that's 250 for like 90 minutes to 2 hours. Pretty good.
That's a good rate. Okay, I'm gonna try it.
And I would say to your clients, not to the general public, but I would say to your clients, like, if you have questions but can't show up, send them to me in advance, pay me $25 and I'll answer them. And then you can listen to the recording.
Okay. Great.
And the first time you do this, do not say this is going to be monthly. I would never say it's going to be monthly because you don't want them to be like, I'll get it next month. You just want to say, hey guys, some time opened up on my schedule. So I'm
Yeah.
going to do this. And you can say that every single month. Hey guys, some time opened up on my schedule again. Let's do it. So that you're not,
Yes.
no,
Yes.
everyone's thinking like, whoa, she has time. And then if your life got busy for some reason or you got sick, you're not obligated, oh, I have to do my monthly thing.
Right. Okay. I think I'll plan one for late April. See
You're
what people
such a
can
good experimenter, Cricket. You have
do.
been from the jump where you're like, try it, just try it, just try it. So good.
Thank you. Thank
I
you.
get very excited. I'm like, oh, she's gonna do it.
I'm gonna try it.
Beta.
I mean, the good news is that people are getting referred to me, and that is wonderful. And I'm not doing a whole lot to promote myself, but I do want it would be nice to do a little bit of like accessibility, make things happen. This guy that actually attended my AMA earlier and paid me all of $15 and also is a friend of a friend, so I had a conversation. He just sent me his like, we just got into two festivals, and I wrote back and I said, I'm so excited for you. You must be thrilled. If any big questions come up along the way, here's how you can book me. And
Fantastic.
you also do not email me with your questions unless you pay me first.
100%. Yeah. And now you can say, look, from time to time, if someone comes at you with a question, from time to time, I do these for this much, or you can book me privately and I'll answer.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you. And can I also ask you about your how your caregiving business works? Is there a website? I'd like to refer you to a friend of mine.
If you go to my website, christineoller.com,
Okay.
you'll see in the navigation, it says you first. Click on that. And
Okay.
that's the page that you would then send someone to. Also, the URL, you first caregivers, plural, I believe, dot com
Okay.
sends them right to that page as well.
Great. Thank you.
Hey, can you double check and then put that in the chat to make sure? I think it's you first caregivers, plural, dot com that takes them right to the you first page. Oh, it is. Okay, good. Yeah. Thank you, Cricket. Yeah, that page has all the info.
Awesome. Thank
Thank you.
you.
Yeah, thank you. Guys, really good for a St. Patrick's Day. That's a horrible accent. All right. Kate, could you stay for just a second after everybody goes? And yeah. Thank you. I'll see you again in April. Keep on trucking.
Thank you.
Thank
You're
you.
welcome. Bye. Bye, Beth. Bye, Elena. Bye, guys. Hi, Caroline.
Thank you.
Sorry. Hi. Okay. The name of the.
So Beth is still here.
Oh, Beth, hi. I don't know. I can't.
Maybe she stepped away. There we go.
I guess I can. I have the power to remove people.
Hi.
Hi. So,
Did you stop the recording?
no, because I need my assistant to tell
I
me.
just ate a